Hello and welcome to the Nerdstravaganza, King of the Nerds weekly wrap-up, where we discuss our thoughts, likes, and dislikes of the latest viewing of the King of the Nerds TV show.
I really like this. This just erupted out of our collective outrage, so yeah, this is gonna happen.
Okay, so everybody heard our first show. We didn't do one for the second show, so if you guys want to include that here, more than possible. I didn't see it. I scanned anywhere and everywhere trying to find it, was unable to, which now I'll probably be able to do a two-second search on Google and find it. But I don't care about spoilers. I already know who went home and all that kind of stuff. So we may end up discussing episodes 2 and 3 here, which is fine with me. Just want to let you guys know that. So who's got something in there? Who's got something caught up in their crawl? Let's hear it,
dude. I don't really like reality television, but I've always found someone in even the most vapid bullshit reality television that I didn't fucking hate. Not this time. I kind of hate them all. The only guy I could remotely stomach, they sent home in the second episode.
Yep.
And who? And what was?
And
that
they
guy's
made
name?
Him go. Bruh! Until I hated him.
The fucking death metal guy. Pinky death metal.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I could have done without the fucking the growl. All right, we get it. We get that you're into metal, dude. Shut up.
Okay, I gotta say, I had a week off, and I caught up with last week's episode, which would be the third episode. I missed the second one. And, dude, I found myself liking the show more than I thought I was going to. I was like, okay, it was just a fluke that I was able to stomach the first one. I could see this going horribly bad. But the third episode I really liked. It reinvigorated me. It hooked me. I think now I'm hooked.
I'm hooked too because I totally plan on watching it again. But again, I just really find myself like, thrilled no matter who gets voted off. Yay, I don't have to bother with him anymore.
I was kind of disappointed to see that. God damn, I can't even remember the stupid guy's name.
The real nerd.
The nerd's yeah. Nerd.
Yeah,
Was it Justin or is Justin the guy I fucking hate and want to throttle?
We should open up the page again so we can get these names right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking look these douchebags up.
But anyway, the guy that got sent home on episode 3, Tom's going to look up his name. I didn't like that he went home. That kind of sucked. But how are you guys feeling about old pink-haired girl?
I blame the producers or whoever edited it together and everything like that. I really don't like her backhanded, oh, you should vote so-and-so off. No, I'm just going to vote myself off. Ha-ha, it worked out even better.
Right. And then she turns around and is...
I can't believe you deceived me.
Exactly. Yeah, and that bitch was deceiving from fucking the first second. That was her plan all along.
Those fucking crocodile tears pissed me off. I hate... First off, it's totally unfair for a woman to cry. I hate seeing... Like, her just slipped... I'm gonna cry if you don't do what I want. Yeah, whatever. I'll do whatever you want.
He lied about doing whatever I want.
Yeah, I like the way he played that. Because he was like, yeah, to get you to stop crying, I'll lie to you. And then, I mean, yeah, she was being super... She was being manipulative. And then when her manipulation failed, she was outraged.
Right.
But
and
maybe
he,
it was...
His response was not manipulative. I think he was genuinely just being like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this fucking chick's drama. I'm going to cut this short. You know what, sweetheart? Tap, tap on the head. You're right, baby. I'm sorry. I would never vote you off. I mean, he wasn't even a condescending dick like I just was. He just was pretty much like, I got to squelch this
nonsense.
Not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with this. Okay, I'm not going to vote you off.
And that was who that did that? The guy that I think I hate, right? Joshua?
I don't remember his name.
I think so. Well, whichever guy it was, I thought he handled that well. And her reacting the way she did, her only source of outrage was that she thought she... Didn't she even brag like, I cried and got my way?
I don't know if it was the editing or if it really happened this way, but... He walked out of the room, she stopped crying completely and winked at the fucking camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I almost think that they when they had her like for, you know, the off camera like comments, she was like, I sure did Yeah. She was all proud of herself. So I actually kind of...
She had manipulated him even better than she had meant to. Because she just wanted the other guy gone.
Yeah, yeah. She thought things had gone quite in her favor. I now despise her more than that Virgil prick, and he was my number one most hated guy.
Luckily, they're on different teams, so you can hate them both equally.
But I really liked... Brandon was the name of the kid that got...
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, he was a stereotypically dressed nerd, but his personality actually seemed cool.
You know what? He was the least hateful of them, but I'm not so sure I'd want to hang out with him. Like,
well, let's be honest. I wouldn't want to hang out with any of these people.
But is that so horrible to ask? Can we root for people that we'd actually, like, say hi to?
You know, I'm holding out hope for Moog, for the girl, like the scientist girl. Because she so far hasn't done anything overtly assy. And, like, I think she's probably, like, the smartest one there. And she's kind of kept to herself. So I'm hoping that she doesn't do anything to make me hate her. Because so far I have nothing to object to. Everybody else has just fucking rubbed me the wrong way. Maybe Ivan has been kind of okay, except for that weird-ass... What was he doing with that fucking
chicken
rainbow?
Panda?
What was that? I tuned in panda. Late. I tuned in late and saw Chicken Panda. I'm like, what the
that
fuck
was
are
the,
you doing, guy?
The pink girl's like cute outfits or whatever. Like he was wearing everyone that she wasn't.
Okay.
Just to work as a mascot.
By the way, the pink girl, the pink hair girl, is some kind of Brian and I found her stuff online. She's some kind of like game
blogger.
It's like
blogger,
a hostess
yeah.
or something. She reads someone else's content, I'm sure. Oh my god, that was so ugh.
Yeah, so I mean, whatever. I'm sure. Don't if she gets bounced off, don't think like her career went down in flames. She seems to have her own little gimmick going. So.
So I think we're all in agreement of Pinky's crocodile tears.
I hate her now. Yeah. She really. And
the whole like, oh, I'm such a victim because I manipulated someone like a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually
now the guy who actually handled it pretty maturely.
I agree.
Is
Joshua
now, like public enemy number one.
Oh, people hate him because of what he did?
Well, you heard his teammate was like, dude, if she stays, we have a problem. You dodged a bullet if she gets gone, but we have a real problem. You need to fix this.
I said
I wasn't going to deal with this shit and walked off.
She walked up, blubbered and cried. I volunteered to like nobly sacrifice myself and then didn't because I'm acting in my own fucking self-interest. And you have the nerve to say that I did something wrong?
Yeah. And dude, I'm gonna say I was with you on episode one. I didn't like that Joshua guy. He rubbed me the wrong way. But after seeing how he handled that situation, I was very. I had a huge change of heart. I don't hate the guy right now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna say right now.
Oh, I'm sure come Thursday you'll despise him again.
Let's hope so. But for the time being, I like the way he handled himself in that situation. I don't think what he did was wrong, and I think he's getting the giant, stinky shit end of the stick on this whole deal of being made to look like a bad guy, when really, he did nothing wrong. Her deceit, she tried to be deceitful and manipulative, and it backfired on her, and F her.
Right.
That's all I gotta say.
She made a move, and then he riposted, you know what I mean, if that's the right word. He didn't just
parry. The worst thing he's possibly guilty of is trying to win the game.
Right, which is what they're all there for. Pinky, I love that Pinky plays the victim. She was manipulating specifically, and she was manipulating ruthlessly so that she could position herself to feel better for winning the game. He did the same thing. Why would she expect...
What it boils down to, she got had. That's it.
Right, and...
Always works. What happened?
Exactly. Haven't you noticed that I'm like cute and you know have a tattoo and like video games?
Yeah. I also noticed and I don't stand a chance, so it doesn't work.
Right. Right.
All
right.
Anything else stand out that episode before we wrap this bitch?
I am so glad they got away from what's her name, Alana.
Oh God, yeah.
Just for a little while because I probably couldn't have watched anymore.
If her blubbering continues, right now I want Pinky off the show worse than anyone. I'm going to say Alana's still number two, and Virgil. Well, Alana and Virgil are duking it out for number two. Virgil's that like guy that was wearing the goofy silver costume during the cosplay contest. That's my top three hit list right now.
All right, and to sum it up, what do we think about Celeste's video gaming skills with flying the helicopter? I was impressed.
Yeah, you know, Celeste went up. I was kind of neutral on her, and like right now, she's kind of up in my esteem right now.
She lived up to her expectation for her part in that challenge, and you have to respect that. Can't deny it.
You have to respect it, but she's probably going to be the next one gone because they're kind of done with her now.
Yeah.
She surfed.
Yeah. She shot her load, bro. It's done.
What? All right.
Next week is trivia, and I think we're going to see Genevieve and what's her name? Alana. I think we're going to see those two shine next week.
Yeah, I think those are their strong suits, right? Because isn't Alana? I seem to remember Alana whining about her only like purpose for living is to be a repository of like trivia. So
yeah,
and Genevieve, she's a smart fantasy author, so she's got to.
She's a smart fantasy author whose best character was an orphan.
Don't remind me.
I'm gonna remind everyone every chance I get. That was so. Either lazy or inept. I'm not really sure, but
yeah, I'm an orphan. I don't have parents. What? That's the character you came up with? Okay.
Most stereotypical Mary Sue bullshit anyone's ever played, and the fantasy author King of the Nerd comes up with it.
Nice. And on that note, these nerds will see you nerds talking about King of the Nerds next time.